Actually, as we talked last time, I told you that it's what we had were no elections because Frelimo is actually a player and a referee at the same time. In our electoral law, which was passed in 2007, actually we were excluded from all major decision bodies. Like in CNE, our representation is just nominal. And then we were making part of the executive body, which is STAE, and we were completely excluded from that body. What they did through STAE was to recruit their members to be polling station agents. And it is these polling station agents who actually committed, did the rigging. How? We do have polling station watchers who would deter them from stuffing the ballot boxes. But the polling station agents worked together with the police so that the police would expel our polling station watchers, and the polling station agents, which who were recruited by the STAE, were stuffing the ballot boxes. And when you look at the difference, that does not reflect that Gebuza is popular in Mozambique. He's not. But he staffed, he ordered his people to staff the ballot boxes. With this clear-cut rigging, we can't accept the results. What we want is to make the elections null and void so that we can correct and get back to democracy proper. We can't have democracy with Frelimo being a referee of the game. Frelimo has to get out of it, and we have to decide the elections together and not Frelimo alone and doing the way they are doing by stuffing the ballot boxes.
Dr. Marungo, do you have proof of all these allegations you're making? Because the Electoral Commission said the election was transparent and that was corroborated by both local and international observers.
Well, what the CNE is saying is what Frelimo tells them to say. But the international community, what the international community didn't know is that those polling station agents were actually recruited to staff the ballot boxes. If that was not the case, why did they arrest most of our polling station watchers? And that was exactly to create the opportunity for them to do the stuffing of the ballot boxes. They say what they say, but if you ask them, why don't you accept that members of the opposition make part of the polling station agents? They will never answer that question because they know that that's their strong point. If they exclude us from the polling station watching, then they know that they can do whatever they want. And the international community or the international observers, we just see that things are peaceful, but they don't know the job that those people are doing. We tried to correct this when we were doing the revision, or when we proposed the revision of the electoral law, but Frelimo rejected our proposal, and they came up with the Gebuza's proposal, which they approved, which is called the Act 15, 2009. And that was submitted to the Parliament after we had submitted ours. But because they saw that they wouldn't have a chance to rig, they decided to put our aside. Our proposal aside, and they took up Gebuza's proposal at the last minute. So the CNE, what he's saying, is really wrong because they have no way. They have to defend Gebuza. He tells them what to do, and this we can't accept. Democracy can survive if the electoral law is reviewed by all sides and not just by Frelimo, by Gebuza, as what he did in his Act 15, 2009.
Have you presented your petitions to the appropriate quarters?
Well, what will happen, they just announced the results today, this afternoon, and we have our complaint to be submitted today. But we know that the whole thing is really bad because Gebuza, not too long ago, he made changes everywhere. He made changes in the Attorney General's office. He made changes in the Constitutional Council so that the people who are there are people who really say, yes, we shall do it, and they will do it. So we don't even expect to be accepted, that our complaint will be accepted. So I think that other types of actions have to be taken so that we can change the situation. But tomorrow we shall present our petition.